We're about to complete Perek Yud Beis with Mishneh Zayin, and to begin Perek Yud Gimel with Mishneh Aleph. Mishneh Zayin in Yud Beis is a continuation of Mishneh Vav, which discusses the case of where the Kohen found necessity, say after Pisoyon, if there was a spreading of the Nega after a week or at the end of the second week, where we had found the necessity to remove the stone or the stones that were affected and to replace them. Remember, one stone replaces one stone, two stones replace two stones or more. Two stones don't replace one stone, and one stone doesn't replace two stones. Replaces them, he cleans out, also scrapes around the area. Code says he scrapes around the area and replaces with the stones, and then it applies some mortar on it. And one substance that can't be used as a covering is sid. Limestone was excluded from this process. So they cover over the area, and they wait to see what happens. So Mishneh Zayin begins. We're talking about after there was this process of removal of a stone, and the replacement with stones, and the patching over with mortar. So Bor Besov Shuah, a week later, the Kohen comes back to the house. V'roah, and he sees, Im Chozar, if after this whole process the Nega came back, V'nitetzes Habayis, then he has the house demolished. Habayis, V'nitetzes Habayis, es Havona, v'its stones, v'its Eitzov, its wood, components, v'its kol Afar Habayis, and all the dust, dirt, components of the house. He takes it to the outside of the Kohen doesn't do it himself, has it brought to the outside of the city. The Tosfos Yomtov makes an interesting note here. I referred to it earlier. El Mechutz Le'ir, Be'afilu Einu Mukefes Choma. Even if the city is not a city that's surrounded with a wall. In the listing of the various levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, a walled city has more kedusha than a non-walled city. Plus the fact, so you might think it only applies to a walled city, plus the fact that there's no real boundary to an unwalled city. So, where do you take it? But apparently every city, even cities without walls, had an area outside of the town where two medica things, like the house of a mitzvah that was demolished, where things were brought. So he brings them v'hotzi al michutz l'ir, al makom tome, to a place where they kept these unclean things. And now the Mishnah concludes, ha-pisoyon ha-samuch. When the Kohen comes back to evaluate a pisoyon, if the pisoyon, assuming that again the Kohen demarcates the size of the original discoloration, the Adamdam Yirakrak. So if, and we had this by Nigei Begonim also, similar phrase in the Mishnah, HaPisoyon HaSamuch, if the addendum is to the Om, in other words, the original discoloration, and it grows a little bit, just a little bit, all it needs is kolshu, just a little, the smallest amount that's perceptible, that you can see that there was an increase in the size of the yom, that's kolshu. V'yorochok, if when the Kohen comes back, he finds that there was a pisoyon, and the pisoyon was not next to the om, but it was a little bit away from the om, so that pisoyon arachok has to be kagris. That has to be the size of a gris. Now, the hachoz rabotim, if after the process of removal of the stone, of the scraping away, the placing of a new stone into the area, covering with mortar, then the nega comes back in a house, the minimal, so as I said, nega twice, the minimal shear is kishnei grisim, the size of two grisim, and that's the end of Mishneh Zayin, the end of Perek Yud Beis. Mishnah Aleph of Perek Yud Gimel begins a sora botim him. The Mishnah is giving us a, I think, a means of organizing in their minds the various situations that you can have. Asura Botim Hain, there are 10 houses. And there are 10 situations involved in Nigei Botim. First, after 1 week, the Kohen first came and saw that there was a problematic color, a damdam irakrak, and then he sees that it's keho, that the color is diminished. Now, the color diminished is number one. So he sees it's diminished, or the other possibility, good possibility, baholeklo, or it's gone away completely. So that's number two. Baholeklo. Kofo, he scrapes away the area of the nega, bahu tohar, and that house is tohar. That's all that's necessary. So we did one and two of the houses. Keha Barishon, if the color diminishes in intensity in the first week, after 1 week, or if it the color goes away completely. One and two. Hakeya Bisheni, after 2 weeks, the color is diminished. Or that's number three. Or Haholechlo, or it's gone away, that's number four. Then Kofo, he peels away the area, but now in terms of a taro, the house does require, when 2 weeks with this nega, it requires taro. The taro is found in Vayikra Perek Yudalid Pasuk Memtes, the end of Parshas Mitzora, near the end of Parshas Mitzora. The lokach lekatei esabai, something about the Kohen, shteit siporim. He takes two birds, v'yetz erez, and some cedar wood, and ushni solas, and some red dyed wool, v'yezov, and some hyssop, which was a low-growing plant. V'shochar esetzipor ha'echos, the Kohen sheks one of the birds, a kli cheres, l'mayim chayim, into a kli cheres, into which there was already water from a mayan, from a fountain. V'lokaches eitz, a spring, a fountain, live water. V'lokaches eitz o erez, v'yeso ezo v'yeshnia tolas, and he takes the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the red dyed wool, v'yesa tzipora chaya, and the living bird, v'tova lo sam b'dama tzipora ashruta. And he dips it into the solution of the damat sipur that was shechted over mayim hachayim, and into the mixture of that blood in the water from the spring water, beizol abayisheva pamim, and he sprinkles this mixture onto the house 7 times. V'chiteis abayis, he purifies the house b'damat sipur of mayim hachayim of tzipur hachayim, he purifies the house with the blood of the dead bird, v'mayim achayim, with the spring water, u'betzipur achaya, u'beitz o'erez, v'ezo v'shri hatolas, and with the cedar wood, from the high tree, v'ezo of the hyssop from the lowly tree, u'beshni hatolas, and the red dyed wool, v'shilach zatzipur achaya al mechutz leher, he sends forth the living bird outside of the sea, lets it go free, al pnei asoda, over the field, on face of the field, v'chipur al abayis v'toher. Now he's mechapur on the bayis, he's atoned for the house, whatever sin caused this, the saras v'toher, and the house is clean. Nothing more is needed. So that's atone sipurim that's going to be mentioned in the Mishnah. So we have four so far. Then, haposeh barishon, this first phrase is the introduction to the next two batim. If after 1 week the Kohen finds that the pisoyon, that the nega has spread, so he has to do what we had in Mishnah Vav of the previous perek. So he's choletz, he takes out the stone, the kotze, he scrapes away that area He puts it, the Mishnah doesn't fill, mention that over here, but he puts in another stone, v'toch, or he places the stone, v'toch, and he mirrors it over, he plasters it, but no sin lo shvu, and he gives him another week. Now we have the next two houses, 5 and 6. Chazar, after the next week, it come back, the nega comes back, yinotates, the house has to be demolished. That's number 5. Lo chazar, if it doesn't come back, ton tziporim, then it requires the ritual that we had with the birds, we just read from the Torah, it required tziporim. So that's number 6. So we have 6 so far. Omad Barishon, if there was no change in the first week, Uposa Bisheni, and in the second week there was Pisoyon. The previous Pisoyon we had was after 1 week. So then he's Cholates Vikotse Vitoch. Again he takes out the stone with the tsaras on it. Vikotse, he scrapes around the area. Again, the word is missing where he replaces the stone. Bitoch, but he has to be talking, it's understood, is over the new stone that he's mortaring, he's plastering. Venosin lo shua, venosin lo shua. And he gives it 1 more week. So this now brings us, again, after 1 week it stayed. Second week was Paisa, so he goes through this process and he waits 1 more week. V'nosin lo shua. So this brings us to 3 weeks. Let me just interject at this point that we had already mentioned that the vast majority of the tumis saras, their period is 2 weeks. In a human being, the one exception is the michvin and the shrin, the wound, which gets covered with a baharis. That process is only 1 week, and the everything else, including nigei begodim, is 2 weeks maximum. Here, we have by the house nigei batim. It was mentioned in Mishnah early in the Masechta that nigei batim goes for 3 weeks, and this is the case where the 3 weeks. The first week it stayed; there was no change. The second week it was paisa. So the stone was removed, and there was scraping, and it was a replacement, and it was mortaring, and then another week is waited. This brings us to the end of 3 weeks. Now for numbers 7 and 8. Chozar, that's number 7. If it comes back, yinosets, the house has to be demolished. Lo chozar, if it doesn't come back, ton tziporim. If it's gone away completely now, so it requires again the ritual with the birds. Omad bezeh ubezeh. This is going to bring us to 9 and 10. If it didn't change, it wasn't poise after on the second week, but it just stood for 2 weeks straight. If it stays for 1 week, he just waits again for another week. But if it stays after 2 weeks, that's like pisoyum. So choleitz v'koitze v'toch v'nosin lo shua. So again, he goes through this process where he has to remove the area, he has to replace the stone, he has to scrape around the area, he has to replaster the area, and he gives it another week, which brings us again to 3 weeks. And now for numbers 9 and 10. Chazar inosates, if it comes back, at this point the house has to be destroyed. This is the end of 3 weeks already, and it came back. Lo chazar ton tziporim. If it doesn't come back, this is number 10, then the house has to be cleansed with the ritual of tziporim. So those were the 10 houses that the Mishnah is referring to. If after 1 week it's diminished or it goes away, then it's kofa v'tahar. No birds even eat it. If after 2 weeks it's diminished or it goes away, then he scrapes and requires as kofa again. He requires the bird ritual. That's 3 and 4. If after 1 week it's paisa, he has to remove the stone, etc. And he waits a week. If it goes away, if it comes back after pisayon, this is 5 and 6. The house is demolished. Doesn't come back, requires siporim. It's 5 and 6. If after 1 week it stayed the same, and after 2 weeks there was pisayon, so then he scholates again. He removes the stone. It's the whole business. He waits another week. If it comes back, 7 and 8. If it comes back, the house is demolished. If it doesn't come back, it requires the ritual of birds, even with the tziporim. And the 9 and 10, omad b'zeh b'zeh. It didn't change at all for 2 weeks. So that's like already viewed as pisayon. It has to have chalitz. It has to remove the stone, removed the scraping around the area, the stone replaced, the smearing with the mortar, and another week brings us to the third week. No more than 3 weeks. If it comes back, you know, it's the house has to be demolished. If it doesn't come back, then the house is cleansed and does require the ritual with the tziporim, with the birds and the erez, the azov and the shni solas and the red wool. Now the Mishnah concludes, im ad shelo tiro b'tziporim. If in any of these cases where we say that it's clean, it's cleansed, but it requires the ritual with tziporim. So the Kohen Paskin that before he did this, Nira Bonega, before the ritual could take place, the Nega was seen again, the color, the Tsaras came back, Harizinoids. At that point the house has to be whenever the required Siparim, and then before the Siparim are brought, it does its Choizer, then it's Yinoseitz. The house has to be demolished. If the plague comes back, if the Nitzaras comes back after the ritual of the Tziporim cleansed the house, Nirebo Nega, the Nega comes back, Nega is seen again, it's viewed as an entirely new Nega Tziras, and the process that we speak about with the possibility of the 10 different houses begins again. That's Mishnah Aleph, the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel.